following program is rebroadcast by the Armed Forces Radio Service to our fighting men overseas.
Bristol Myers, makers of Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, and Truche, the beforehand lotion, present the Eddie Cantor Show. With Nora Martin, Burt Gordon, our Russian friend, Billy Gray, Leonard Sousa's orchestra, yours truly, Harry Von Zell, and starring Eddie Cantor!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We start our half hour with Leonard Sousa and the orchestra, Nora Martin and I giving out with...
Well, what do you know? She smiled at me in my dreams last night. My dreams are getting better all the time. And what do you know? She looked at me in a different light. My dreams are getting better all the time. To think that we were strangers a couple of nights ago. And though it's a dream, I never dreamed she'd ever say hello. Oh, maybe tonight I'll hold her tight when the moonbeam shines. My dreams are getting better all the time. Well, what do you know? She smiled at me in my dreams last night. My dreams are getting better all the time. And what do you know? She looked at me in a different light. My dreams are getting better all the time. To think that we were strangers a couple of nights ago. And though it's a dream, I never dreamed she'd say hello. Oh, maybe tonight I'll hold her tight when the moonbeam shines. My dreams are getting better all the time. Sweetheart, those dreams
are dreams again.
Harry, I'm so happy to have you back this week.
Yeah, I know, Eddie. I was a fool to quit you.
You were, Harry.
Yeah, so near Christmas.
Oh. Hey,
Eddie, wait till you see the present I got you this year. Men's cologne.
No, Harry, please, not the same cologne you got me last Christmas. I'll never forget what I went through after sprinkling that stuff on me. What was the name of it?
I'll Walk Alone.
That's what I had to do, brother. Nobody would get near me.
Was it that bad?
Harry, once while I was wearing that stuff, I walked past the skunk. You know what he did?
What?
Pulled off his white stripe, hung it on a stick, and waved unconditional surrender. Harry, however, I do appreciate the spirit with which you give your presents. And speaking of Christmas, let's give the people a preview of some of Santa Claus's stops this year. You be Santa, and I'll be the people he meets.
Jingle bell, Santa's on his way. His first stop is a sailor in California.
Merry Christmas, sailor. Merry Christmas, sailor.
Merry Christmas, old-timer.
Where are you stationed, son?
Oh, Santa, I've been pretty lucky. I got stationed right here at Santa Monica. My barracks is just a stone's throw from Hetty Lamar's window.
Well, what do you want for Christmas, sailor?
A stone.
Santa Claus, spreading joy and glee, puts the brakes on his reindeer at Washington, D.C.
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! Did I wake you up bright and early?
No, bright's still asleep. I'm Steve Early.
You remind me of a corny guy I know on the radio. His name rhymes with Santa.
Yeah, wait. Tell me, what is it this year, Santa Claus?
Well, I have a present for the president's grandchildren. A toy train.
Sorry, we can't accept the toy train. The one you brought last year looked too real.
What do you mean?
Every time the train stopped, Eleanor tried to get on.
Jingle bell, Santa gets around. Now he stops a German in a captured Nazi town.
Merry Christmas!
What is that you say, Merry Christmas?
Well, I'm Santa Claus. I come down people's chimneys.
Ach, you're too late. My chimney came down before you.
Why, look here. You mean you're not looking forward to Christmas? Aren't you going to hang up your stocking?
In Germany, we don't even have a stocking. I am the original Nazi with a hole in a stocking.
Well, now, what would you like to hang up for Christmas?
Adolf.
Jingle bell, Santa's on the go. Now we find him talking to a Jap from Tokyo.
Me? Well. Japanese soldier? Why do you look so sad?
Japanese soldier, very unhappy, Santa Claus. Nipponese homeland suffer many ups and downs. Ups and downs.
Ups and downs?
Yes. Pretty soon they change name of capital to Tokyo Yo.
Well, now tell Santa, how old are you, and what do you want for Christmas?
I am 28, and I want a knife to commit harikiri.
Oh, now, only 28, and you want to commit harikiri? Why?
No one in Japan want to be 29. Thank you, Harry. You did a very good show. Oh, Leonard Seuss.
Yes, Mr. Canner.
Come in, Leonard. Leonard, how is the romance between you and Nora getting along, huh?
Well, that was our big Christmas surprise.
Yeah?
Nora spoke to her parents, and I spoke to mine.
Yeah?
Tomorrow, we're going down to get the license.
The license?
Yeah. Over the holidays, I'm taking Nora duck hunting.
What do you mean hunting? You got a beautiful girl. You should be kissing her.
In front of all those ducks?
Wait a minute. Leonard, look, here's a surprise that'll make you even forget duck hunting.
A surprise?
Yes. And I'm serious about this. The Magazine Digest of America has just voted you the outstanding musical discovery of 1944.
I hardly know what to say.
Well, you didn't get it for talking. You got it for playing that trumpet. So go ahead and give us your version of St. Louis Blues.
Yeah?
Harry, I want you to get your hat and coat. I'm going to buy Eddie Cantor Bonzel Jr. his first Christmas tree.
Oh, well, Eddie, you're a wonderful guy. I'm glad we made up after that crazy fight we had.
Yeah, so am I. Harry, really, it broke my heart when I walked into that burlesque theater and saw you standing in the aisle. It really broke my heart.
It did?
Yeah, you were right in front of me. I couldn't see a thing. Really, honestly.
Well, I don't know. Really, it wasn't a bad job I had, you know. Ben, I have here for your delight a famous Parisian chocolate bar with the nuts on the inside. Harry's famous chocolate bar sells for the price of 10 cents
Harry.
On this special
Harry.
Holiday.
Harry.
Get away,
yeah.
Bud. You bought it. Oh, excuse me.
Harry, look, you're back on the program again.
Yeah.
You're away from all that. That's old-fashioned, this barking at people. With the nip. Yes, that's no
yes,
good.
Yes,
you
so
see,
good.
Nowadays, people aren't interested in ballyhoo. They're interested in facts.
Facts?
Yes, the truth. Like when you tell people how to feel better, faster.
Oh, well, of course, sure. Like when I say, ladies and gentlemen, when you wake up in the morning feeling sick and headachy, take a glass of sparkling sal hepatica. For sal hepatica taken then brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. That means you don't have to risk feeling miserable all day waiting till night to take a laxative. And besides quick, gentle relief, sal hepatica gives you another advantage.
This famous saline helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So get a bottle of sal hepatica from your druggist. Remembering this caution, use only as directed. Then whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better thanks to gentle, speedy sal hepatica.
Now we find Eddie Cantor and Harry Bonzel shopping for Eddie Cantor Bonzel Jr.'s first Christmas tree.
Around,
yeah, I was just... Hey, look at that real skinny-looking one over there.
Gosh, I never saw such awful-looking limbs in my life.
Yeah, I think they call that a spruce.
No, my name is Michael.
It's oh. Michael, Harry!
Gee, I hope I didn't keep you waiting.
No.
I was busy unpacking some of that stuff you stand under when you want to get kissed. You know, muscle toe.
No, Myrtle, it's not muscle toe, it's missile.
When I want to get kissed, I got to use muscle.
Wait, look, we want to buy a Christmas tree. How much are they?
Well, it's according to size.
Yeah.
The bigger the tree, the more money they are.
I thought I'd like that cute little tree over there.
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
Shall I wrap it up, or will you wear it on your lapel?
No. Never mind. It'll look beautiful when I decorate it. What do you think I ought to trim it with?
Another tree.
All right, Myrtle, give him that $5 tree, and here's your money.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. You've made a wonderful church.
Yeah.
After all, it's Christmas. The Yuletide season.
That's Yuletide. Yuletide, not Yuletide. Yuletide.
Well, whatever it is, I've written a poem about
you
it.
You have?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
I've seen a million Christmas trees. They're lovely and good-looking.
Good-looking? Looking?
Yes.
Well, anyway, it's better than Yuletide.
Yeah.
I've seen a million Christmas trees. They're lovely and good-looking. But the tree I yearn for most ball is the one that grows in Brooklyn.
Oh, that's good! Well, Myrtle, thank you. Goodbye. Happy Christmas and Noel, Noel.
Don't say Noel to anyone from Brooklyn.
Oh, come on, Harry. Let's get over to your house.
Hey, gosh, this tree is heavy. It is, Eddie?
Harry! What? Don't trim it while I'm carrying it. Get off! Get off, Harry! Happy, we're all through trimming the tree. Now, let's get the presents under it, huh?
Oh, yeah, the presents.
Yeah. Look at this music box I got for the baby.
A music box?
Yeah, a music box with the notes on the inside.
No. Oh, say, Eddie, speaking of the baby and Christmas presents, won't he be excited when he gets that $50,000?
Yeah, I... Huh? What, Harry? What?
You know, the trust fund you promised.
A trust fund, Harry? A trust fund?
Now, Eddie Cantor, just a minute. All I want here is a yes or no. Did you put $50,000 in the name of Eddie Cantor Bonzel Jr.?
Well, Harry, to be very honest with you, I cut the amount in half. All right, Harry?
$25,000?
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, you're well scored, Eddie. $25,000 for Eddie Cantor Bonzel Jr.
Well, Harry, since I cut the money in half, I also cut the name in half. So the bank has $25,000 in the name of Eddie Cantor. When I make a promise, I keep it. You know me, kid. You know me.
When you make a buck, you keep it, too. Listen, I should have known better than to come back to work for you.
Harry.
married. Now, don't get mad all over again.
You're an Indian giver. That's what you are, an Indian giver.
It's a lie. I never gave anyone an Indian in my life. I don't do that.
And stop making me laugh. Making light of the thing. You know what I meant. You promised to give my kid $50,000. My kid. Him whom I named after you.
Harry, you don't understand. It's because I like you so much that I'm not giving the kid the money. Can't you see it? Can't you see it?
No. Because you like me, you're not giving the kid the money?
Yeah, don't you see? If I give him the trust fund, your kid's worth $50,000. In the meantime, you're working for me, and you know what I pay you.
Yeah.
Immediately in your kid's eyes, you're a bum. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But if you don't give the kid the money and I go on working for you...
Yeah?
I'm still a bum.
No, you're not, Harry. You're not. Every week I give you a tidy sum.
It's too tidy. Why don't you make it a little more bulky and sloppy?
Look, Harry, when we made up last week and you came back to work, I gave you an adequate sum of money, didn't
I? Adequate is right. Last week I had to quit to get it.
Yeah.
There's another thing. You just pay me a straight announcer's salary. I don't get paid for those great jokes I throw in on the program.
Yeah. Harry, you don't get hit either, so stop beefing.
Well, you broke your promise to my kid.
I didn't.
But you did. There's nothing left for me to do but walk out again.
No, Harry.
Listen, my kid doesn't need your money. He doesn't need a nickel of it. But don't come around asking for tickets.
Ticket? What ticket?
When he's in Madison Square Garden fighting for the championship of the world, don't you come around for tickets.
Can I get one little seat in the balcony?
No, nothing. I can see him in the ring now. The title is at stake. The bell rings, and my kid steps out. He leads with a left. He counters with a right. Both boys trading punches in the middle of the ring. And it's... Oh! Oh, it's a knockout! It's a knockout!
Harry, who? Who's that down?
I can't stand it. You look, Eddie.
I can't see. Remember, you wouldn't give me a ticket.
And see who it is, please.
Yeah. Harry, wait a minute. Harry, come down to earth, will you, please?
Huh?
Heavyweight champion. Your kid's only 6 weeks old. He's got one little tooth.
One little tooth? That other guy must have knocked the rest of them out.
You see what you did?
My kid's had to turn to the ring for a living. Get his teeth knocked out. Just because you wouldn't give him a measly $50,000. Listen, before I let him do that, I'd go back to my old job.
You don't mean...
Yeah. Sell my chocolate bars with a nut. On the inside.
Not that, Harry. Please don't cry. I'll give the kid the trust fund. I'll call up my lawyers tomorrow. Mankiewicz, 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 and Mank.
Mank?
Yeah, him they couldn't get on the door.
You're going to give him the money?
Yeah.
Gee. I don't know how to thank you.
Oh, you don't have to thank me, Harry.
Hollering it. We woke up the baby.
What are you crying about, Eddie Cantor Von Zell, Jr.? I bet you heard about the $25,000 trust fund.
Yeah!
$50,000. Goo. I love when he says that goo-goo. I bet you're trying to thank me. I wonder what he's actually trying to say when he says goo-goo.
Good thing I'm not a fighter. If I was, I know the first guy I'd punch in the nose. Adequate. Adequate my job. P.U. I wish I was able to talk just so I could stop talking to my old man. That candy guy. Sure looks funny standing next to the Christmas tree. Hard to tell where the Christmas bulb ends and his eyes begin. I like Christmas. Monday, my mommy took me to the May Company, and I saw Santa Claus. Tuesday, we went to Bullock's, and I saw Santa Claus. And today, we went to the Broadway Hollywood, and Santa Claus was there. Poor Santa. Can't even keep a job. I sure hope Popeye's gives me that trust fund for Christmas. If I had $50,000, I could retire. Just sit in my carriage for the rest of my life. I'd have a private nurse with a big room of my own. Yeah, that's what I want. A nursery with a nurse on the inside.
Wait a minute, Harry. I'll get it. Well, Nora.
all set for Christmas Eve?
Oh, yes. I already have my bottle hanging by the fireplace.
Bottle? You're supposed to hang up your stocking.
I use leg makeup.
No! Perfect match for linen suit.
Well, kids, you know, all I want in my stocking is a bottle.
A bottle in your stocking, Harry? A bottle of what?
Truchet.
Oh.
Harry, Truchet is a hand lotion. Why should you want a bottle in your Christmas stocking?
Well, I know Truchet is a hand lotion. It's a wonderful beforehand lotion. A lotion that helps keep hands so soft and smooth and lovely.
But, Harry, why should you want a bottle of Truchet?
Yes, and Truchet is the hand lotion that's different. Instead of putting your hand lotion on after you've done your work, Truchet is the kind of lotion that you put on before you do your work, because it'll help protect your hands even in hot, soapy water.
I know, Harry, but I...
But, give me no but. It's that beforehand protection of Truchet that helps guard your hands from the rough, drying effects of the hot, soapy water. And so help keep your hands softer, smoother, and lovelier.
Yes, but Harry, I can't believe it. You mean to stand there and tell us that all you want in your Christmas stocking is a bottle of Truchet?
Yeah, with Betty Grable holding it.
Well, Harry, everything's set for the baby's first Christmas.
Yeah, all but one thing, Eddie. I've got to get somebody to play Santa Claus.
What's the matter with you, Harry?
Oh, well, I was going to play Santa Claus, Eddie. In fact, I gave it a lot of thought,
yes.
But in the end, I decided I was too thin.
No comment, Harry. No comment. Look, but who are you going to get?
Well, I don't know. One fella answered my ad with this Christmas card.
A card? Let's see it.
Yeah.
If you need a Santa Claus to come down your chimney flue, then look no further, Father, because... How do you do? Santa Claus?
Why, most yes. Of course. Sure thing. Or, my friends, there's good news tonight.
Russian, listen, on... You mean that on Christmas Eve you'll come to my house with the reindeer?
Even if it should snow, dear.
Russian, be serious, will you? This is Harry Von Zell's baby's first Christmas. You know how to handle little babies?
Up to a certain point.
Yeah, what do you mean?
At a certain point, I hand them back.
Look, Eddie, really, you better get rid of him.
Let's give him a chance, Harry. Russian, what makes you think you're capable of being Santa Claus?
Well, you see, once a college engaged me to slide down the chimney of the boys' dormitory with presents for all the young men.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow,
yes.
You hear me?
Yes.
Somehow,
yes.
I miscalculated and landed in the girls' dormitory.
Tell me, how did you do that?
Careful miscalculation.
Yes? You can't be a Santa Claus for our baby. You couldn't be Santa Claus anywhere.
Oh, I'd be a perfect Hollywood Santa Claus.
All right. What would you leave Humphrey Bogart?
A gun.
Edward G. Robinson.
Cigars.
What would you leave Hedy Lamarr? What are you waiting for? What would you leave Hedy Lamarr?
Who's leaving?
Go on.
No, wait a minute, Eddie. Listen, we're stuck now. Let him play Santa Claus.
Okay, Russian, I'll give you just $5 if you play Santa Claus for Harry's baby.
Listen, boss, Santa Claus, I don't mind to play, but every union Santa Claus gets $7 a day. Take my advice, pay the price, my suit out starts impressing. The OPA says you must pay for extra Russian dressing.
No, he'll jazz it up. Look, Harry, I'll be Santa like I was last year. Remember the big tree we had and how beautifully it was decorated?
Oh, yes. It was pretty, Eddie. You remember when you gave out the Christmas presents around the tree there and Nora sang?
Oh, yes.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Just like the one I used to know, where the treetops listen grandchildren listen to hear the sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. Your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be
NBC in New York is ready to cut in with a special announcement. Will you stand by, please?
Yes, of course. Go ahead.
Thank you. Hello, New York. This is the Eddie Cantor Show in Hollywood, calling National Commander Edward N. Charbeling of the American Legion. Come in, New York.
Hello, Eddie Cantor. You have done a grand job in stimulating Christmas gifts for Yanks who gave. On behalf of more than 12,000 posts of the American Legion and over 9,500 auxiliary units, I extend our appreciation. I am happy to report the results. Through the combined inspiration of your weekly broadcast since September 27th, the cooperation of department stores, and the intensive work of Legion departments, posts, and auxiliaries, more than 1 million packages are now ready for distribution to men in hospitals. And we want you to know that 2 million men and women in the Legion and auxiliary units are proud, Eddie Cantor, to sponsor with you this Christmas gift campaign. The American Legion thanks you and your sponsors, the Bristol-Myers Company, and the Legion and auxiliary extends to all in the hospitals, Yanks who gave, best Christmas wishes.
Thank you, Commander Scheibelding. Thanks to each and every member of the American Legion and its auxiliary. This is one of the happiest moments of my life. And I know what it will mean to every sick and wounded man in the service hospital in the United States to know, when Christmas comes, that the people of America have once again proved that they will never forget those Yanks who gave. I love to spend each Wednesday with you. Listen in again next week at the same time, won't you? And in the meantime, don't forget the two products that make our Wednesdays together possible. Sal Hepatica for the Smile of Health and Truche the Beforehand Lotion. Sal Hepatica, Truche. Good night and Merry Christmas to you all.